Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Herb Adams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kane. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Kane. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting 8th. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Carrasquel reaches third base with a triple. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel strikes out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carrasquel scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Kane covering, for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Zerniel moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zerniel moves to third. Massey moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zerniel scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Adams. Moses reaches second base with a double. Dillinger goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 White Sox. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leaner hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock misplays the ball. That's an error on Hitchcock. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fain moves to third. Joost moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fain scores. Joost scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Karis Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karis Quell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Karis Quell strikes out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Massey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock catches it and throws to first to double up Zerniel. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moses bunts towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Dillinger moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Dillinger scores. Lehner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive towards first. Fain catches it and steps on first to double up Robinson. Two outs. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerra hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Adams. Guerra reaches second base with a double. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Adams. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Guerra scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Leaner hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dillinger. Massey moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hitchcock bunts towards the mound. Gumpert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Fox covering, double play. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Guerra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker pinch runs for Hank Majeski. Luke Appling pinch hits for Herb Adams. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball towards right. Moses catches it and throws to first to double up Baker. Two outs. Eddie Malone pinch hits for Randy Gumpert. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score. Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.